KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a mostly clear sky. It's currently 13 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 37. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. And the news is brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. Well, two Democrats are accusing Republicans of planning a major change for Iowa public employees' retirement benefits next year, but the governor and GOP lawmakers say they have no plans to do so. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has talked about enrolling new state workers in a 401k-style plan rather than the state pension system, but her spokeswoman says the governor will not ask lawmakers to make that switch. Senator Matt McCoy, a Democrat from Des Moines, says Republicans gutted the state's collective bargaining law in 10 short days this past February, and he warns public workers' pensions may be dismantled just as quickly next year.
To all Iowans, be alert, be ready to speak up loudly if legislation to harm Iowa's financially sound, high-quality public retirement program comes up for debate.
McCoy serves as a non-voting member of the Board of Directors for the Iowa Public Employees Retirement System, or IPERS. State Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald says one out of every 10 Iowans are depending on an IPERS pension, either now or in the future.
It's one of the best pension systems in the country. But there's still people like the Koch brothers and some leaders in the Republican Party want to change it.
Senator Brad Zahn, a Republican from Urbandale, is sponsoring a bill that would switch state employees hired after July 1st, 2019 to a 401k system. However, his bill did not advance in the 2017 legislature, and the chairman of a key Senate committee says he has no plans to see the bill debated in 2018. A key state official says mid-year reductions are possible next session because Iowa's revenue growth for the current budget year remains below initial projections. Department of Management Director David Roederer on Monday said the state's roughly $7.2 billion budget could be reduced to between about $45 million and $90 million when lawmakers return in 2018. Roederer's comments came after a three-person panel known as the Revenue Estimating Conference presented its latest budget forecast. The panelists indicated Iowa's economy continues to grow, but at a slower rate. Roederer says Governor Kim Reynolds will have different options in addressing the expected shortfall, including cuts to departmental budgets. Previous sluggish growth led lawmakers to reduce agency budgets and borrow from reserves. Reynolds is expected to make her budget presentation recommendations in January. Closer to home, officials with the Omaha Foundation report the chairs of the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations have announced that grant funds are available separately for Cass and Audubon County nonprofit organizations and that the deadline to return applications is no later than February 1st of 2018. In both counties, approximately $117,000 in grant funds are available. Detailed application procedures, fact sheets, and a link to the application form can be obtained online beginning December 15th. And that is at the omahafoundation.org/SW Iowa. Applications will only be accepted through the online system. You can contact any board member for additional information. The Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, in partnership with local businesses, will be taking over the Christmas box program this holiday season. According to Chamber Executive Director Bailey Smith, the program was started by the Atlantic JCs over 20 years ago and helps families and individuals in need of a Christmas dinner. Bailey said that when the JCs disbanded, there was a need for an organization to take the project on, and she had a hard time handling the thought of community members not having a meal for this holiday. So as an organization, she said the chamber knew it was a project they were willing to take on. This year, officials of the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce and volunteers will help to fill boxes with items that families and individuals can use to cook a Christmas dinner. The boxes will be filled and delivered on December 20th to those who have been nominated. According to Smith, the JCs put out a lot of time and effort and generosity into the program. The Chamber is happy to take it on and help brighten up the holidays for those in our community who need it. If you'd like to nominate a family or individual, you're interested in volunteering as well, you can contact the Atlantic Chamber at 243-3017. An Audubon County man was arrested Sunday night on drug and alcohol charges. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office reports 19-year-old Chandler Joel Behrens of Audubon was pulled over on Highway 71 at near Chicago Street in Audubon. An investigation resulted in Behrens being taken into custody for possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and possession of alcohol second offense. He later posted bond and was released with a court appearance set for December 14th. Late Saturday night, 56-year-old Dwight Dean Elm of Coon Rapids was arrested in Audubon County for driving while barred, open container, and violation of a restricted license. The charges were the result of a traffic stop near Hamlin, Highway 71 and 44. Elm was later released on bond and is set to appear in court on December 18th. And Friday night, Ottoman County deputies arrested 30-year-old Laura May Pepple of Manning. Pepple was charged with OWI second offense and open container, along with no insurance and failure to carry a registration card. The charges are the result of a traffic stop near Bluebird Avenue and 130th Street in Ottoman County. Pebble was later released after appearing before a magistrate. Her next court appearance is set for December 28th. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County said yesterday a man and his mother were arrested Saturday night for domestic assault with injury. 34-year-old William Joseph Bullock and 54-year-old Diana L. Bullock, both of Avoca, were arrested at around 8:20 p.m. following an argument that turned physical. The report indicated Diana Bullock had been drinking while William Bullock was sober. Both suffered minor injuries. And 51-year-old David Nicholas Paulson of Council Bluffs was arrested early Saturday morning for stalking and two counts of violation of a no-contact order. His arrest took place following a traffic stop. The arrest was the result of an ongoing investigation where Paulson was believed to be causing criminal mischief and violating no-contact orders against his girlfriend. The Creston Police Department says today that a woman residing in the 500 block of West Montgomery Street reported Monday afternoon that sometime between December 5th and 11th, someone went through her vehicle and broke a door handle. The incident, which happened while the vehicle was parked outside of her residence, resulted in damage that amounted to about $100. No injuries were reported in Page County Friday after the driver of a vehicle veered for the deer and struck another vehicle. The Page County Sheriff's Office says around 6:30 p.m., 59-year-old Marilyn Diane Shore of Clarinda was driving a 2005 Dodge Caravan northbound on Highway 71, about a mile north of Clarinda. 43-year-old Levon Suzanne Squires of Villisca was driving a 2012 Ford Focus northbound following the Shore vehicle. When a deer ran onto the roadway, Squires swerved and accelerated into the southbound lane to avoid it. There was a vehicle coming toward the Squires' vehicle on the other end of the southbound lane. Squires then swerved back into the northbound lane and struck the rear driver's side fender of the Shore vehicle with the front passenger side fender. Damage from the collision amounted to $8,000. There were no citations issued. Officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources investigated three hunting incidents over the past week. Iowa DNR conservation officers are investigating a shooting involving a Newmarket man who was searching for an injured deer when he was shot by another hunter who had mistaken him for a deer. The shooting happened around 9:15 a.m. Sunday north of Newmarket on private property. 28-year-old Justin Scroggie of Newmarket was hunting with 42-year-old Brooks Lambert of Clarinda while both were attempting to locate an injured deer in the tall, dense CRP field. Lambert mistakenly identified Scroggie as a deer in the dense vegetation and shot him from about 40 to 45 yards away, striking him in the left forearm. Scroggie was airlifted to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. He was wearing a camouflaged hat instead of the blaze orange. The incident remains under investigation by the DNR, and the DNR reminds hunters not to shoot at any movement without always properly identifying the target. Another shooting incident in Taylor County occurred on December 5th. 56-year-old John Fish of Villisca was hunting 5 miles southeast of Nottoway when he was struck in the foot by a slug that was fired by another hunter and his hunting party. Fish and a 15-year-old boy were about 95 yards apart on opposite sides of a road when a doe ran between them. The 15-year-old fired a shot, missing the doe and striking Fish in the left foot. Fish was sitting in a fence row of dense vegetation and brush. He was transported to Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines and has undergone surgery. His injuries were also non-life-threatening. The incident remains under investigation by the DNR. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.